Okay, good evening. Good evening.
Hello. Okay. Good
Nice
evening.
to see you again.
Nice to see you.
You've winter already set in on your island.
I'm on at La Gomera, yes.
But if I look behind you, I see a snow-covered valley.
Yeah, this is virtual. It's a virtual. It's just a picture because
Okay.
I love also snow.
Okay, I thought you would have palm trees, sandy beach or
Yeah,
something.
this I can see in daytimes. In the evening, I like winter.
Okay, good, good. Maybe we can swap.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
John David, thank you very much to that we can have a live chat with you about your book or the book that you have published, Aham Spurani from Ramana. And I know, as I know, we will start with a video now first.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is not John David's book, of course. This is actually a diary written by a young Indian man, and he was there in 1936 in the ashram with Ramana. And it appears that he didn't really want to be there. His parents brought him there, and then he had a strong experience with Ramana, and then he didn't want to leave. And then he stayed from July 1936 for 6 months. And every day he recorded the dialogues that were happening, teaching dialogues that were happening. And he also recorded the daily goings on in the ashram. Because in those days,
Do I
Ramana was.
translate?
Oh,
I
sorry.
need to
Yes.
translate, I think, ja. So das ist
Okay.
natürlich nicht John Davids Buch, sondern das ist ein Buch von einem jungen Inder, der 1936 6 Monate lang im Ramana Ashram war. Er kam mit seinen Eltern dahin, wollte eigentlich nicht da bleiben, aber dann ist er 6 Monate geblieben und hat jeden Tag die Dialoge, die Ramana mit den Gästen in der Halle geführt hat, aufgezeichnet, aber auch die alltäglichen Begebenheiten, die im Ashram einfach waren, so den Alltag.
So it was an interesting moment because 2 years before, Paul Brunton, he'd been there and published a book about his search in India for a guru. And
Das war ein interessanter Augenblick, weil 2 Jahre zuvor hatte der Paul Brunton, der ja den Ramana Maharshi besucht hatte, ein Buch veröffentlicht, über Indien.
as probably everybody knows, in that book, he wrote very strongly about Ramana Maharshi.
In diesem Buch, wo er auf der Suche nach Gurus war, hat er über Ramana Maharshi auch geschrieben.
So then a year later, Major Chadwick, an English man, he came to the ashram 1 year later in about 1935.
Und 1935 kam Major Chadwick in den Ashram.
And then this young man came in 1936 when Ramana was 56 years old.
Und dieser junge Mann kam dann 1936, als Ramana 56 Jahre alt war.
And so this picture we selected for the cover of the book.
Und das Buch, was wir für den Buchdeckel ausgesucht haben,
As you see, we've selected a younger, much younger man than we normally imagine Ramana Maharshi to be.
das zeigt einen wesentlich jüngeren Ramana als den, den wir normalerweise kennen.
And I think this is quite important because in those days he would get up very early in the morning and he would create the food for the ashram. He worked in the kitchen as the main cook.
Und das ist, glaube ich, sehr wichtig, weil zu dieser Zeit, da stand er jeden Morgen sehr früh auf, weil er der Hauptkoch in der Küche war.
And it was also the time when they started to build a stone ashram.
Und das war auch die Zeit, als sie begannen, einen Ashram aus Stein zu bauen.
And he was very much the boss of that, designing the buildings, deciding on how the windows, the doors, supervising Annamalai Swami in the construction.
Und er war da sehr stark der Boss, der entschieden hat, wie die Fenster und die Türen zu sein haben und auch den Annamalai Swami, der so die Bauleitung hatte, jeden Tag instruiert hat.
So into that situation came this young man. He must have been in his 20s.
In diese Situation kam dieser junge Mann, der war so in seinen 20ern, muss er gewesen sein.
And it seems that when he was growing up, he was reading all the English classics.
Und als er aufgewachsen war, hat er die ganzen klassischen englische Literatur gelesen.
And so this gives us a superb quality to his writing.
Also er schreibt, hat eine super hochqualitative Schreibstil.
So, myself and the people in Open Sky Press, we all think this is a treasure.
Ich selbst und auch die ganzen Leute vom Open Sky Press Verlag glauben, dass das wirklich ein unglaublicher Schatz ist.
Okay, so maybe we watch the film.
Vielleicht schauen wir jetzt
Yes.
den Film.
So, a week ago I was invited to Own Parkins Community in the north of Germany.
Vor einer Woche war ich eingeladen in die Gemeinschaft von Oom Parkin im Norden Deutschlands.
And then he invited me to make a talk about this book.
Und er hatte mich dann eingeladen, über dieses Buch zu sprechen.
I think we put subtitles onto the film, so this is a good introduction about this project.
Und wir haben Untertitel gemacht zu diesem Film. Also das ist eine sehr gute Einführung in dieses Projekt.
Okay, enjoy, enjoy.
Invited John David to, yes, to come back and visit me and visit Gutzahnsdorf. So this was the opportunity. I decided to not make it public and not talk to the Sangha about it and to leave it completely open whether you wanted a meeting with other people or not. So it could have been also that we just met just privately. But I think this small number of members of the Sangha is just fine. And this project of yours, I think, is not just a simple book project, but it's much more than that. And some of you might have heard of this. There was an article also in the Visionen. I don't know who read that. So it's like hidden material of Ramana has been found and published. So maybe you could, because as I say, it's not just a simple book, you know, it's much more than a book, and I understand that you consider it to be well, maybe it's the most rare project of book that you have done so far. I don't know. I guess so.
Definitely.
So it is a difficult project in the sense I understand, you know, that historically there are some questions about the material, and you know, the historical context is always a big thing because you have to be very precise about the authenticity of the material and this kind of thing. So I think it would be of benefit for everybody, and I also have questions, if you could present not just the book, but present how this happened that you got to have this material. I mean, there's a story behind it. You have already told me some of it, But I think this is a really interesting thing, and just also talk about the difficulties and the question marks that are still there, and so that we have a good impression on this material. And as far as I remember, you told me on the phone you also had interaction with other teachers, or was it David Godman? I can't remember. So you also had comments from different perspectives on this material, you know. So just let us participate.
Maybe I start a bit positive, and if you want me, I can tell you a few nasty stories, but maybe we don't need it. But basically, the ashram... Well, let me start with myself. So 2 years ago, exactly, actually, it was October 2021, I got an email from a friend from Lucknow, a satsang teacher from Lucknow, who's from America, and he told me about a manuscript. He said, there's a manuscript which you can download from Amazon for free, and you can still do that if you're interested. And this manuscript turned out to be more than 1,000 pages, maybe 1,500 pages. And I immediately downloaded it. And I don't really know what happened, but I was immediately... There was immediately something very strong happening. And so it turned out that this material was completely unformatted. And it contained a lot of Sanskrit, and it also contained quite a lot of Tamil, because Ramana was talking often in Tamil. So there's bits of Tamil and a lot of Sanskrit. And this whole huge manuscript was completely unformatted. It was almost like one long sentences for 1,500 pages. So it was almost unreadable. And but at the same time, there was some kind of amazing excitement. It was like some sort of energy happened. So I downloaded it and then started looking at it. And then, I don't really remember because it was 2 years ago, but I think I selected certain bits where I felt touched from what Bhagwan was telling. And then I realized that I could cut out bits, cut and paste, and then I could start easily formatting it into, because it's most of the teachings are in dialogues. So there's... It was quite easy to format it as a question and then Bhagwan's answer. And so I started doing that, and actually I didn't stop for many months. I was sort of gripped in some very strong energy. And so it turned out later that the people who put this manuscript up on Amazon had given this material to the ashram some 2 years before that, before it went public, and the ashram had decided not to publish it. And you mentioned David Godman. So David Godman had investigated it, and apparently he'd been touched by some of the material, but he was very put off from the people who had put it up on Amazon. He had some sort of personal contacts with them. He didn't like it and didn't trust them. And I suspect he was also influenced by the fact the ashram didn't want to publish it.
What kind of people are we talking about?
Mysterious people. I mean, they live in Chennai. It seemed to be an older man and a younger man. And we had all our email contact with the younger man. But they would never allow us to meet them. Mm-hmm. And we had quite nice contact with them, and they even sent us some special presents. They sent us some original notebooks from the man who had written the diary. And
containing parts of this manuscript.
Yeah, we got maybe about 20 pages from the original notebook. And we published that in the back of this book. So everything we got, we put in the book. And these pages we were sent were, in fact, not in the manuscript that was on Amazon. It was some extra material. So basically what happened is in 1936, a young man was brought by his family to visit Bhagwan, and he himself apparently was completely not interested, but he came into the ashram, and some very profound thing must have happened between him and Bhagwan, because then he wouldn't leave, and his parents left, and he stayed. So from July 1936 until the end of the year, so 6 months, he lived in the ashram, and he regularly kept a diary of every day's goings-on in the ashram, and also all the dialogues that were happening in the ashram. And it turned out that this was a very particular moment, because if you look at this photograph, this is how Ramana Maharshi looked in 1936. So he was 56 years old, not at all like we know him, because we tend to know him, you know, with a lot of white hair and an old white beard and not walking very well. And so this man was completely different. So in 1936, he was the main cook of the ashram. And at that time, they started to build the ashram we can see today out of stone buildings. And he was the architect and organizer of the construction. So he was pretty active in those days. But he was also sitting in a room, in the being available. So anybody who visited, he was available. And it turned out that 1 or 2 years before, there was a man you probably heard of called Paul Brunton, who had visited India looking for a guru, and traveled around looking for a guru, wrote a book about it. And he had gone all around and didn't find any guru, and he was in Bombay ready to leave and come back to Europe, when he got a message to, you must go and see Ramana Maharshi. And so he went to see Ramana Maharshi, and he was completely touched. And so he, in his book, Secret India, he gave a very glowing report about Ramana Maharshi. That was in, I think, 1934. So 2 years later, in 1936, which just happens to be the moment this young man was there, later he became a lawyer, and it seems he was very well educated, and his writing is pretty impressive. And so in 1936, there was quite a big flow of Western people coming to India and coming to Ramana Maharshi out of this book, which, you know, encouraged people to come. But also in Pondicherry, you probably know there was another Indian guru whose name I've forgotten. But
you mean Sri Aurobindo?
Yeah, Aurobindo. So many people also came to Pondicherry to Aurobindo, and then they also came to visit Ramana Maharshi. And at that time also in Chennai there was Theosophical Society, and so people also came there. So there was somehow a lot of Westerners coming at that time. And so actually most of these dialogues that we selected and put in this book are dialogues with, not all, but many of them are dialogues with Western seekers who had put a tremendous effort to get themselves to India and to come and dialogue with Ramana Maharshi. And so as I was selecting things, I personally was very touched, because somehow, whatever the controversy about whether this material is really historically from Ramana or somebody else, I personally never had a doubt. So we did things like go to the university and get the notebook pages checked and such things. But basically for me, myself personally, for some strange reason, I never had any question. Because when I read these teachings, they so deeply touched me that, well, I didn't need to have any proof. It was just, when I read them, they touched me deeply. And because I like a bit mystical things, I can say that many late nights, because probably for 6 months I was constantly working on this material. So very often late at night, it almost felt like I was in the ashram. So many times I felt I was completely guided by Ramana Maharshi himself. which is not exactly historical proof, of course. And there were many other strange things that happened along the way. I remember maybe after 6 months going to Tiru, going to the ashram, talking to the last president's brother who was running the ashram at the time. And he got very angry with me and threw me out of his office. And so that made me think, well, maybe I shouldn't publish this material. And then a young man who I knew came to one of my meetings and told me about a Swami. And I went to visit this Swami, and this Swami ended up writing the foreword to this book. And it turned out that he had, when he was a young man, he'd been living with Annamalai Swami, who you may know was a close devotee of Ramana. He was, in fact, the one who built the ashram. He was the manager of building the ashram. And this man that I went to see, this Swami, who's now probably 70 years or something, he, when he was a young man, had lived with Annamalai Swami. Annamalai Swami had a very tiny ashram. You can visit this ashram. It's at the back of Ramana Ashram. And he lived in this very tiny room. And while he was there, Annamalai Swami told him sort of his whole life story with Ramana Maharshi. When I went to visit this Swami, I mean, he told me also some of these stories. And it turned out that he'd also been living in Ramana Ashram, and he had been looking after some of the old disciples. And he also had worked in the publications department of Ramana Ashram. And by that time, I'd already got quite a pile of, you could call them chapters or dialogues. And at that time, I was really wondering if I should publish them or not, because the ashram were very angry with me, and I didn't really quite know what to do. So I gave a pile of these to this Swami, and I said, could you read through these and give me your opinion? And he told me, after about a week, he told me that this is wonderful material, this is the treasure. You don't just publish one book, you have to publish the whole thing, which would be about 6 books. I don't think we'll manage that, but we started working on a second volume. And so...
Before you continue, let me just ask this.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a remark when we were talking on the phone, but why exactly does the management of the ashram get extremely angry when you are publishing this material?
Well, you'd have to ask them. I mean, this year in January, they have a new president now who was a doctor from America. I went to visit him. I gave him a copy of the book. And I went back, I think the first meeting was quite friendly, kind of polite. And then the next day I went back to perhaps get a little bit more impressions of him reading the book. And he got extremely angry with me, and he got the manager of the ashram. They both screamed at me and threw me out of the office. So why they're acting like that, I can't tell you. You'd have to find out from them. Mm. I mean,
yes,
I might have some ideas, but I don't think I need to express them.
Well, I find myself reminded, you know, to a different story we have been sharing, yes, maybe then 10 years ago. It was about, let me just think. Yes, it was about a book of, I think, David Gottman about Ramana, where the... management of the ashram, they had intervened,
right,
and they didn't want certain material to be published because it was, well, to
not
their
so
understanding, giving a wrong or something they didn't want to be published about Ramana. You know, it were stories about anger, you know, Ramana getting angry, and some of his devotees in the daily life were frightened of him. This is a whole image which was not absolutely unknown to the public. So these pages, I think we were dealing with about 12 pages of David Godman's book. they said you cannot publish this to him, right? Is my memory correct?
Yeah, I think it was a few more pages.
Even more.
He had published it. He had published the whole book himself, and then the ashram had read it, and they then called him in. I mean, David Godman is an interesting character because he's more or less been part of the ashram for, I don't know, about 40 years now, I think. And his own story is quite interesting. And he's published some wonderful books about Ramana and the disciples of Ramana. And, you know, actually he was a bit of a hero for me. So I think in your bookshop you've got a book from me called Arunachala Shiva, where I interviewed him, and we did this book a bit together. But at the time when I finally published it, David got very upset with me, so we're not friends anymore.
Why? Well, this is not interesting right now. But I mean, I find it interesting, let's say this in a neutral way at the moment, you know, that what is the interest of the ashram management, you know? The interest should be to not intervene and allow the authenticity of teachings and stories that embed the teaching to be published. You know,
well,
so
I
this
agree,
seems
I
not
agree.
To be happening.
Well, just recently, for example, I haven't been there since, I'll be going soon, but I haven't been for some months. Apparently, this new president has banned a man who's been regularly invited to give a series of lectures every year around Bhagwan's birthday. He's supposed to be an incredible teacher. I haven't met him. I haven't heard what he says, but he's apparently an amazing teacher. And he's been invited into the ashram by Ganeshan. Maybe you know Ganeshan. He's one of the three original brothers who's been running the ashram for many years. He was the editor of Mountain Path for many years, and somebody I got to know quite well. So he was inviting him into the ashram every year for, I don't know how many years, quite a few years. And this man had got a huge following. And this year he's been banned or been told he's not welcome to give his lectures this year. So this is from the new president, and I don't know anything about it really, but apparently a lot of people are very upset about that. I mean, one of the things when we decided to select for this book, basically in the beginning I only really worked on the teachings. So all these dialogues where Western people came and they had a dialogue, we only chose those dialogues. But then reading more into the manuscript, there's some amazingly wonderful stories about the daily life of the ashram. And in these stories, very often there would be a kind of practical teaching, you could say, from Ramana. So then we selected some of the less controversial stories, and they are also in this book. But in volume two, I'm planning to put the more controversial stories, because the ashram have made me pretty pissed off. And as I say, my own feeling is that I'm somehow guided to do this project. Why that is, I don't know, but I don't have any doubts, and I didn't have any doubts from the very first moment. And it's hard to explain, but as I say, there was a sort of energy that guided me to this Swami, for example. And then he has written the foreword, and in this foreword, he's written that this material is a treasure. And I would also say it's a treasure. But of course, it's this historical material from 1936. There's not much known about this young man. He was there from July through to December. And then his family were getting worried, so they arranged a wife for him. And he left, and he probably got married. And then I think he studied to be a lawyer, and nobody knows anything about him. So there's no historical proof, if you like, that the material is authentic. And I mean, if this story touches you, I can only suggest you have a look at the book, read the teachings, and see if they also touch you.
And these two men, you were talking about strange people in Chennai.
Yeah, yeah.
How did they receive this material? This old man and the young man.
Well, this is an unclear story. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why David Goldman got suspicious, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm less suspicious, I think, than he is. Mm. So I put a photograph in the introduction of a young woman who, to my way of looking at her photo, is a very innocent young Indian woman. And it's here in the book. Mm-hmm. And this young woman typed up this whole huge manuscript. Where this whole manuscript came from, it's a mystery. Nobody seems to know. But when I saw this photo of this woman, I had more trust that this older man and the younger man, in their own strange way, are authentic. Mm. And they definitely had some original pages of the notebook. And they had sent 20 of these pages to the ashram with the whole manuscript 2 years before I heard about it. But the ashram... I asked the ashram if they'd give me these 20 pages to copy so I could also publish them. Mm-hmm. They didn't want. Mm-hmm. Didn't want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Recently, we had a very interesting review from a spiritual teacher from the States who's written actually two very nice reviews. You can see them on Amazon. And in one of them he said, it's a bit like finding a new play from Shakespeare. So I was rather pleased with that review, of course. So, good. I mean,
good.
Maybe I go on a bit. So this title here, Aham Smarana, maybe this is the most interesting aspect of the teachings in this book. We call it Aham Smarana, and we've translated it as a glimpse of self-realization. So if you'd like, I could read a paragraph where he's talking, Bhagavan himself is talking about Aham Smarana. Maybe you recognize this, many of you. So Bhagavan says, having reached Aham Smarana, no further effort is possible. For one who has reached Smarana, which means a pulsation, this question is impossible, as in any other question. No doubts arise because the doubter has long ago given himself up to the infinite beingness that shines in his own heart as the light of the true eye. One who has reached Smarana and remains perpetually merged in it instead of being unsettled would never think, I have reached the Aham Smarana. Now I wonder when realization of the Absolute Self is going to dawn on me. Nor would he think any other thought. The thinker gone, who is left to manufacture thoughts? The one who steadfastly remains in the Smarana state does not crave realization, nor anything else. For he no more has any needs. Since a fall from it is always theoretically possible, the Smarana is still classified as a spiritual practice. However, it is the loftiest stage of practice, for it is sustained without the least trace of effort or will to remain in it. Continuous Smarana is possible only after the ego sense has been finally given up. So I'm sure many of you know this state of Smarana.
Yes, thank you for sharing this and the whole project. I mean, we can expect more, right?
I don't know.
Es nicht an.
John David, your sound is not on. Can you click on the screen? There should be a blue message.
Can you hear me now? Okay. So I would just like to make a compliment to all of you who've chosen to come into this meeting and I hope ask some good questions, because it gives the team of people in our community who are already working on a second volume, it gives us a certain support, because although this material for us is a treasure, most of the world, of course, is not really interested in this treasure. If it was a play by Shakespeare, probably we'd be on television every night, but unfortunately, Ramana doesn't have the same public interests.
Dein Mikro ist nicht an, Indira.
Ich möchte euch allen Kompliment machen, die hier ins Meeting gekommen sind heute Abend, weil es wahrscheinlich nicht so viele Leute gibt, die sich dafür interessieren. Und das gibt unserem Team also eine große Unterstützung, die sich jetzt schon dran gemacht haben, an dem zweiten Buch zu arbeiten. Wäre das ein Stück von Shakespeare, was gefunden würde, wäre das Interesse wahrscheinlich größer.
So. So perhaps somebody has a question, is that the idea? We have a question and I try to answer your questions.
Ja, ich werde versuchen, eure Fragen zu antworten. Hat jemand eine Frage?
John David, ich habe keine Frage. Ich möchte gerne aber was teilen.
I don't have a question, but I would like to share something.
Sure, sure.
Ich habe das Buch dieses Frühjahr gelesen und es hat mich sehr, sehr tief berührt.
I read this book in spring and I was deeply touched by it.
Es war so, als wenn ich mit Ramana leben würde irgendwie.
It was like if I would live with Ramana.
Und er spricht einmal auch über das spirituelle Herz, auf der rechten Seite im Körper lokalisiert.
He also talks about the spiritual heart, which is localized in the body on the right hand side.
Und seitdem ist da irgendwas passiert. Also ich kann das jetzt ja jedes Mal, wenn ich mich dran erinnere, ganz deutlich spüren.
And since then something happened. Always when I remember this, I can feel it very clearly.
Ja, wow. Und es ist sehr schön und es ja, es macht weich und lässt das Leben ganz anders erscheinen.
This is very beautiful. It makes me soft and also the life appears very differently.
Darum wow. Also bin ich sehr dankbar, dass ihr und dass du an dem Projekt festgehalten hast und es gemacht hast, auch gegen die Widerstände des Ashrams.
I'm very grateful that you followed up this project and that you pushed it through also against the resistance of the Ashram.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I remember writing to the Ashram and saying, you know, we're a small publishing company, we'd be very happy to help you publish this material.
So am Anfang hatte ich den Ashram angeschrieben und habe geschrieben, Wir sind ein kleiner Verlag und wir würden euch unterstützen, dieses Material zu veröffentlichen.
So there were, we never had any intention to create any trouble, actually.
Also wir hatten nie die Intention, da irgendeinen Ärger zu machen.
Yeah. And I mean, I, somehow I find it a little bit sad that the ashram is not ready to put this material out into the world and to support this material.
Und ich finde es sehr traurig, dass der Ashram kein Interesse hat, dieses Material in die Welt zu bringen und die Veröffentlichung zu unterstützen.
And so when you share what you've just shared, I think this is very, very important and very touching, because if you had such a strong experience from reading this material, and like myself, you felt yourself sitting in the ashram, that would suggest that this material really is a treasure and deserves to be published.
Also ich finde es sehr wichtig, was du geteilt hast, weil wenn du so eine starke Erfahrung machst, während du das Material liest und so tief berührt ist, wie ich auch so tief berührt war, das heißt ja, dass das Material authentisch ist und es wert ist, dass es veröffentlicht wird.
Ja, für mich ist irgendwie nicht die Frage, ob es Material authentisch ist, sondern es ist mehr die Frage, ob das, was es auswirkt, authentisch ist. Und da fühle ich ein ganz klares Ja.
For me, it's not the question if the material is authentic. It's more the question if it's authentic, what the material, what happens through the material. And there I have a very clear yes. What effect the material has.
Right, right. Well, when I had finished the talk at Parkins community, a man came up to tell me that, you know, he's read the book, and like you, when he was reading this book, it had such a strong effect that his whole body would start shaking. And so he had to put the book aside and wait until his body calm down again before he could continue reading. And I think this is somehow the authentic response to this material, because when I read almost any of these dialogues between Western people coming there and Ramana, he speaks in such a way that I'm completely deeply touched, and therefore I have no.
Als ich am Ende der Vorstellung des Buches bei Parkin, da kam ein Mann zu mir und der sagte, dass als er das Buch gelesen hat, dass er ganz stark gezittert hat und er musste das Buch zeiteln, bis sich diese Energie in seinem Körper wieder beruhigt hat. Und
perhaps there's somebody else on the screen tonight who've also read the book. Maybe they would like to share also what their own impression was.
Ja, vielleicht gibt es noch andere, die teilen möchten, was ihr Eindruck ist oder was für eine Wirkung das Buch hatte.
Is there somebody who's read the book?
Ist da jemand, der das Buch schon gelesen hat oder das schon mal reingeschaut hat?
Hi, John. I have read the book, but these days less and less people read books. So my question to you is, how would you summarize the instructions of Ramana in as few words as possible?
Also ich habe das Buch gelesen, aber heutzutage ist es ja so, dass kaum noch Leute Bücher lesen. Und deshalb würde ich dich gerne fragen, wie könntest du die Lehren von Ramana zusammenfassen in so wenig Worten wie möglich?
Become quiet and look inside.
Werde still und schau nach innen.
It's pretty simple, actually.
Das ist eigentlich ziemlich einfach.
I remember when, you know, years ago I was starting on my own journey going into a kind of spiritual bookshop, you know, and they have hundreds of books.
Vor vielen Jahren, als ich anfing mit meiner spirituellen Reise, da ging ich in einen spirituellen Buchladen und da gab es hunderte von Büchern.
And, you know, it took me personally quite a few years to get read enough of those books that I finally discovered Ramana Maharshi.
Und bei mir hat es ziemlich lange gedauert und ich musste erst einige dieser Bücher lesen, bis ich dann schließlich Ramana Maharshi gefunden hatte.
And in those years, when I was reading a lot of books, I was also meditating a lot and getting quiet.
Und in den Jahren, als ich viele Bücher gelesen habe, habe ich oft viel meditiert und bin stiller geworden.
And you were saying that, you know, nowadays people don't really read so much books.
Du hast gesagt, heute lesen die Leute nicht mehr viele Bücher.
And I would also suggest that nowadays people aren't really interested in being quiet.
Und ich würde auch sagen, dass die Leute heutzutage nicht mehr viel Interesse daran haben, still zu sein.
Somehow we are creating a society which is getting more and more distant from being quiet and looking inside.
Wir kreieren eine Gesellschaft, die immer weiter davon entfernt ist, still zu sein und nach innen zu schauen.
So, for those that are interested in getting quiet, at the beginning of your book, Ramana is asked that question, and he says the same as you, be still or be quiet, and he adds, that is the practice. So, can you speak about practice? I mean, how long do people need to practice in order to become quiet?
A long
time. Also, Anfang, von dem Buch, da wird Ramana auch diese Frage gestellt und er sagt auch, man soll still sein. Aber wie ist das denn mit der Praxis? Wie lange muss man eine Praxis machen, um still zu werden?
I mean, I had prepared a small paragraph I would read to you now. This chapter is called A Typical Western Visitor's In-Depth Dialogue.
Ich würde gerne einen kleinen Abschnitt vorlesen und das ist aus dem Kapitel ein typischer Dialog mit einem westlichen Interessierten.
So this was a man from Europe and you can imagine in those days in 1936 to get yourself from Europe to India on a ship and then from maybe Bombay to get yourself to Chennai on a train. And then from Chennai, even nowadays, it takes 4 hours in a taxi from Chennai to come to the ashram. So this would have been a huge journey. So the kind of people that ended up making these dialogues were, I would suggest, quite unusual people.
Also 1936, könnt ihr euch ja vorstellen, was das für eine Riesenvorhaben war, nach Indien zu gehen. Also man musste erst mit dem Schiff fahren, dann kam man in Bombay an und dann fuhr man irgendwie nach Chennai und von da aus musste man ja auch noch weiter. Das war also ein Riesenunterfangen und man kann sich vorstellen, dass die Leute, die das auf sich genommen haben, wirklich interessante Menschen waren.
And so, if it's okay, I can read a little bit from this dialogue.
Wenn das okay ist, will ich so ein bisschen aus diesem Dialog vorlesen.
Then you guys don't have to read it, okay? I'm helping.
Da müsst ihr das nicht lesen. Ich helfe euch ein bisschen.
So immediately in this dialogue, he is telling something about Ramana, which is completely unpopular in the West.
Also am Anfang des Dialogs, da erzählt er etwas über Ramana, was im Westen total unbeliebt ist.
You're asking me about a practice or how to practice.
Du hast ja gefragt, ne, über die Praxis.
So in this, this man had been already in the ashram for some time and he wanted to have a dialogue. And so this is what he writes. Time and again, I have observed that the Maharishi emphasizes that realization.
Dieser Mann, der war schon einige Zeit im Ashram und der fragt, mir ist immer wieder aufgefallen, dass der Maharishi betont, dass die Selbstrealisation
was more the result of Guru's grace rather than anything else.
Eher ein Ergebnis ist von der Gnade des Gurus als von irgendetwas anderem.
So I would say this is rather unpopular, because what he's suggesting is not that you have to do a practice. What he's suggesting is you have to find somebody who already lives in this silence and then spend time with that person. And then his silence kind of rubs off on you.
Also was er sagt, du musst nicht praktizieren, du musst jemanden finden, der schon in dieser Stille lebt. Und dann wirkt sich diese Stille auf dich aus. Das ist natürlich eher unbeliebt im Westen.
So in my case, I guess I've been sharing for 25 or 30 years.
Also bei meinem Fall, ich glaube, ich gebe seit 25 Jahren Satsang.
And since 20 years, I've been living in a huge mansion where other people can come and live with me.
Und seit 20 Jahren lebe ich in so einem großen Anwesen, wo andere Leute dazukommen können und mit mir leben können.
And I would say the fact that I'm offering myself as somebody where you can get a benefit, and where I'm also offering that you can choose very intensely to live in the community, both these things are very unpopular.
Und dass ich mich dafür öffne, also dass andere hier hinkommen können und auch hier wohnen können, und dass ich bereit bin, halt mit Leuten in einer Gemeinschaft zusammenzuarbeiten, das ist beides sehr, nicht sehr beliebt.
People would prefer to stay at home and go on the internet and listen to different satsangs from different teachers.
Die Leute, die bleiben lieber zu Hause, gehen ins Internet und schauen sich lieber Satsangs von unterschiedlichen Lehrern im Computer an.
And probably read lots of books.
Die lesen viele Bücher.
And very, very few people want really to surrender to a teacher.
Und es gibt sehr wenige Leute, die sich wirklich einem Lehrer hingeben.
And in my own case, I had two teachers, and if I would look back, I can only remember how much benefit I personally got from being with these two teachers.
Ich hatte zwei Lehrer, und wenn ich zurückblicke, kann ich sehen, wie viel Nutzen ich gehabt habe von der Zeit, wo ich mit diesen beiden Lehrern war.
But I would say, generally speaking, I've noticed here in Europe that this is not really so popular.
Aber ich würde sagen, generell ist das in Europa nicht sehr beliebt.
Probably not even talked about that much.
Wahrscheinlich wird ja noch nicht mal sehr viel darüber gesprochen.
As you asked me, you know, you wanted me to give you a practice, or give you one of Ramana's practices.
Du wolltest ja, dass ich was dir eine Praxis gebe oder eine Praxis von Ramana erzähle.
You know, there was a time in Europe where if you wanted to be a carpenter, or you wanted to be an artist or a sculptor or whatever it might be, you would choose a kind of apprenticeship. You would go and work with a master sculptor or a master carpenter for some years, and just being with that person, you would probably learn everything you needed to learn.
Es gab ja eine Zeit in Europa, wenn man Tischler werden wollte oder Bildhauer oder Künstler, dass man sich einen Meister gesucht hat und mit diesem Meister eine Zeit lang war und dann in der Zeit von diesem Meister alles gelernt hat, was man zu lernen hat.
And I would agree with Ramana that this is your best chance.
Und ich stimme mit Ramana überein, dass das deine größte Möglichkeit ist.
But in terms of practice, Ramana was basically suggesting two things, which in fact go together.
In Bezug auf die Praxis hat Herr Ramana im Grunde zwei Dinge vorgeschlagen, die so beide zusammengehen.
He has become well known for this question, who am I?
Er ist bekannt geworden durch diese Frage, wer bin ich?
And this is called self-inquiry.
Das ist die Selbsterforschung.
And so the idea is that you watch your thoughts.
Und da ist die Idee, dass man die Gedanken beobachtet.
And in the beginning of watching them, you probably can also realize that you're very identified with those thoughts.
Und wenn man die Gedanken beobachtet, kann man zu Beginn auch sehen, wie sehr man damit identifiziert ist.
We're all very identified with our thoughts.
Wir sind alle sehr mit unseren Gedanken identifiziert.
And his idea is that by watching your thoughts,
und seine Idee ist, dass wenn du die Gedanken beobachtest,
but not identifying,
dich aber nicht mit ihnen identifizierst,
but examining where do these thoughts come from,
sondern dass du erforscht, wo diese Gedanken herkommen.
That slowly, slowly, and it takes time.
Und danach und nach, es braucht Zeit.
You find that your thoughts get quieter and quieter.
Wirst du feststellen, dass deine Gedanken stiller werden.
And at some moment you will get a glimpse of where your thoughts come from.
Und dann wird es einen Augenblick geben, wo du so einen Einblick darin bekommst, wo deine Gedanken herkommen.
And Ramana is saying that if you can solve the problem of the I,
und Ramana sagt, wenn du das Problem des Ichs lösen kannst,
you solve all your other problems.
Hast du alle deine Probleme gelöst.
And I've been teaching that now for many years, and there's quite a lot of people who have got a lot of benefit from that.
Und das lehre ich nun schon seit vielen Jahren, und es gibt ziemlich viele Leute, die da einen sehr großen Nutzen rausgezogen haben.
It somehow works to gradually reduce the mind, so the mind becomes quieter and quieter.
Es funktioniert, dass der Verstand langsam stiller und stiller wird.
And the other element of his teaching, which in my sense goes together, is surrender.
Und das andere Element seiner Lehren, das meiner Ansicht nach zusammen damit geht, das ist die Hingabe.
And this surrender is not to Ramana Maharshi, it's not to a teacher. The surrender is a deep surrender to life itself.
Und diese Hingabe ist keine Hingabe an Ramana Maharshi oder irgendeinen Lehrer. Es ist eine Hingabe an das Leben selbst.
And he in fact says the quickest, the shortest way to realize the self is by surrender.
Und er sagt, der schnellste oder kürzeste Weg zur Selbstverwirklichung ist die Hingabe.
And this has to be a total surrender.
Es muss eine totale Hingabe sein.
So this is not a business deal.
Also das ist jetzt nicht so wie ein Geschäftsvertrag, Vertrag.
It has to be an unconditional surrender.
Es muss eine bedingungslose Hingabe sein.
And actually it's rather simple.
Es ist ziemlich einfach.
But I think for most people almost impossible.
Aber für die meisten Menschen unmöglich.
But interestingly, these two approaches, surrender and self-inquiry, I would say they go together.
Aber interessanterweise gehen diese beiden Wege, die Selbsterforschung und die Hingabe, zusammen.
So as you do the self-inquiry, you find your mind getting quieter. You have some gaps in the thoughts. You may even get a deep glimpse, and this deep glimpse then somehow introduces you to, you know, something very fundamental, which is in fact what he's suggesting we surrender to.
Also die Selbsterforschung, dadurch werden deine Gedanken weniger, und wenn die Gedanken weniger werden, wirst du vielleicht so was wie einen Einblick in das wahre Selbst erlangen, und dann wirst du sehen, wozu du dich hingeben kannst.
And when there is when you achieve to some silence inside yourself, and you achieve to some connection to your being inside yourself, your essential nature.
Wenn du zu einer Stille gekommen bist und wenn du dich mit deinem Wesen, mit deinem Sein, mit deiner essentiellen Natur mehr verbunden hast,
then Sparana happens.
Dann geschieht Sparana.
And so in our community over the last years, there's many people who have been doing self-inquiry, have been meditating, and somehow at a certain moment they start to vibrate.
In unserer Gemeinschaft, da gibt es viele Leute, die machen die Selbsterforschung, die meditieren regelmäßig, und dann gibt es so einen Augenblick, wo sie anfangen zu vibrieren.
And we've come to realize that when that happens, the person is clearly has clearly come to their essence. They're completely supported by existence.
Und wir haben festgestellt, dass wenn das geschieht, dass die Leute wirklich zu ihrer Essenz gekommen sind und dass die Existenz das total unterstützt.
And all that's necessary is we look after their body, that you don't hit your body on something, that maybe some water is helpful and maybe a cushion is helpful. And many people who've lived here in our community have had such a moment.
Und ja, man muss nichts machen. Man kann denen ein bisschen Wasser geben, aufpassen, dass sie sich nirgendwo anstoßen. Und viele in der Gemeinschaft sind zu diesem Augenblick gekommen.
Which could then lead to, if you like, a glimpse of realization for some minutes, some hours, some days, maybe a week or two.
Und das kann zu einem Einblick in die Selbstverwirklichung führen, vielleicht für ein paar Stunden, ein paar Tage oder ein paar Wochen.
And then for most people that then stops, the realization kind of stops, and then we can say, well, you had a glimpse of realization.
Und bei den meisten ist das so, dass die Realisation irgendwann auf, man kann sagen, sie hatten einen Einblick in die Realisation.
And probably during the time when the person is so quiet and not much activity going on in the mind.
Während der Zeit, wenn die Person so still ist und im Verstand nicht viel vor sich geht.
Some kind of old structure could appear.
Dann kann es sein, dass eine alte Struktur auftaucht.
And then that structure is recognized as the reason why the sparana has stopped, the glimpse has stopped.
Und diese Struktur, das ist dann der Grund, warum das Sparana angehalten hat.
And this is kind of unique for every person.
Und das ist bei jedem einzigartig.
And in our community we've learned to support each other when this happens.
In der Gemeinschaft haben wir gelernt, dass wir uns gegenseitig unterstützen, wenn das geschieht.
I spent quite a few years in the Sangha of Papaji in Lucknow.
Ich habe ja einige Jahre in der Sangha von Papaji in Lucknow verbracht.
And many times in the meeting, somebody would come and have a meeting with Papaji.
Und immer wenn oder häufig, wenn einer nach vorne kam und eine Begegnung hatte mit Papaji.
Papaji had this great ability to get this kind of vibrating sparana happening.
Der Papaji hatte eine großartige Fähigkeit, dass er das so veranlassen konnte, dass die Leute anfingen zu vibrieren.
And there would be some meetings where once one person started to kind of vibrate in Sparana, then another person, and then another person. And after, you know, 20 minutes, the whole meeting was kind of laughing on the floor together.
Also es geschah manchmal in den Satsangs, dass erst eine Person vibrierte und das dann quasi so überschlug auf eine andere Person und dann auf eine andere Person. Und innerhalb von einer halben Stunde vielleicht war der ganze Saal am, lag der auf dem Boden vor Lachen und Vibrieren.
So this Purana has a kind of power, is a strong energy.
Dieses Purana hat, ist sehr kraftvoll. Es hat eine sehr starke Energie.
You look to me like somebody who knows this.
Du siehst aus als jemand, der das kennt.
Yes, I also play to be a spiritual teacher, so but thank you very, very much for your answer, and maybe someone else has got a question that would like to ask. Thank you, John.
Well, I think you're being unduly modest, because when I just said that to you, you immediately smiled like the sun rising, you know? So I don't think you're playing at being a teacher. I'm sure you have a lot to share.
Yeah, Kevin hat gesagt, ich spiele auch manchmal spiritueller Lehrer. Und vielleicht hat noch jemand anderes eine Frage. Und John David sagt, da bist du aber etwas bescheiden, weil du hast sofort angefangen zu lächeln, als ich das erzählt habe, als ob die Sonne aufgehen würde.
And if you're ever driving in this area, come and visit us.
Wenn du hier bei uns mal in der Gegend bist, dann komm gerne vorbei und besuch uns.
Thank you, John. I will do.
Okay. Danke, das werde ich machen.
And have you say you've read this book. When you were reading this book, can you share what you feel? Is it an authentic material for you?
Also du hast ja gesagt, du hast dieses Buch gelesen. Kannst du sagen, was du dabei gefühlt hast? Hast du das Gefühl, dass das authentisch ist?
Yes, well, I read the original manuscript that you also downloaded from Amazon.
Also ich habe das originale Manuskript gelesen, das du von Amazon heruntergeladen hast.
And my impression is that 99% of it is authentic.
Und mein Eindruck ist, dass 99% davon authentisch ist.
And there's a few strange passages that everybody will immediately recognize is not from the same author.
Und es gibt so ein paar merkwürdige Passagen, wo jeder wirklich direkt merkt, dass es nicht vom selben Autor ist.
But it is so evident.
Aber es ist so deutlich.
That you know what is original, which 99%, because what happens here is when I read a small passage, reading quickly ends and the book closes and I am completely satiated.
Ja, also was geschieht? Also wenn ich das Buch lese, ich lese eine kleine Passage und dann hört das Lesen automatisch auf. Und ich bin total
gesättigt.
Zufrieden. Yeah. Gesättigt. Danke.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, this 1%, you know, maybe I would say it might be 3% or 5%, but that little bit is a lot to do, I think, with the way, I think that there is, I think the young man who we've been communicating with is actually the son of the lady who typed this manuscript. And the old man, I don't know who he is, but he's in some relationship to that young man and to his mother who typed this manuscript. And it's such a big manuscript.
Also ich würde sagen, das sind vielleicht eher 3 oder 5%. Und dieser junge Mann, der ist in einer Beziehung zu dieser Frau, die dieses Riesenmanuskript abgetippt hat. Und dieser alte Mann steht auch mit denen in Verbindung.
I mean, it must have taken years to type up 1,500 pages.
Es muss Jahre gedauert haben, diese 1,500 Seiten abzutippen.
And I would guess the old man was somehow supporting this. Maybe he was giving money to the family so they could live while their mother was typing. I don't know Maybe he was the uncle or something like this.
Und der alte Mann, ich habe das Gefühl, der hat das irgendwie unterstützt. Vielleicht hat er ihm Geld gegeben, während die Mutter das abtippen konnte oder sowas.
So my guess is that he became very involved in this being published by the ashram.
Also mein Gefühl war, dass die sehr darin involviert waren, dass der Ashram das doch herausgeben sollte.
And then I think when he realized the ashram wasn't going to publish it, he got very upset.
Und als er erkannt hat, dass der Ashram das nicht herausgeben will, war er sehr verärgert.
And so this 3% or 5% of the material is mostly him kind of being angry with the ashram.
Ich glaube, diese 3% des Materials, dass es hauptsächlich von ihm kommt, wo er ärgerlich ist über den Ashram.
And I think he had a lot of expectation towards David Godman also.
Ich glaube auch, dass er sehr große Erwartungen an David Godman hatte.
So these things are, you know, the 1% or 5% in the manuscript. But as you say, you could, they're easily kind of ignored.
Ja, das sind diese 1 oder 5% in diesem Manuskript, aber wie du sagst, das kann man ganz leicht ignorieren.
And just to be clear, John Davis and his team have excluded any dubious material, so the book that you buy is completely authentic.
Ja, ich möchte sagen, dass John David und sein Team also alles, was nicht ganz klar ist, herausgenommen haben, also dass das Buch total authentisch ist.
And not only that, we've been very kind to you. We haven't put anything about Ramana getting angry or those kind of things. We're keeping that for the second and third volume.
Und nicht nur das, sondern wir haben auch nichts da reingebracht, wo der Ramana vielleicht wütend geworden ist oder ärgerlich war. Das haben wir uns alles fürs zweite und dritte, für den zweiten und dritten Band aufgehoben.
But if you be to his ashram, if you go to Chiru and to the ashram of Ramana Maharshi, and you look at the photograph, they have hundreds of very big photographs of Ramana, you can see that he got angry.
Also wenn du mal nach Chiru kommst, da gibt es ja sehr viele Fotografien, die auch von ihm im Ashram hängen, große Bilder. Und wenn man die sich anguckt, da kann man sehen, dass der auch wütend geworden ist.
But it doesn't fit the image that the ashram has been cultivating for many years.
Aber das passt nicht zu dem Image, was der Ashram seit vielen Jahren kultivieren möchte.
Yes, this is an interesting topic because seekers often project an image of perfection onto a spiritual teacher.
Ja, das ist ein interessantes Thema, weil Suchende, die projizieren sehr häufig ein perfektes Bild auf einen spirituellen Lehrer.
So, if you're lucky and your attention rests in that which is aware.
Also, wenn du Glück hast und deine Aufmerksamkeit in dem ruht, was Gewahrsein ist.
And that happens to establish itself.
Und sich das quasi
etabliert. That doesn't mean that personal patterns stop operating.
Das bedeutet nicht, dass persönliche Muster aufhören zu operieren.
And this is a common mistake that's made.
If you want to be a saint, though, you see, Ramana has become a saint. He's not just a teacher, he's a saint now.
Und das ist das, ja, was wo es oft Verwirrung gibt. Und John David sagt, das ist ein Heiliger. Ramana ist nicht mehr nur ein Lehrer, sondern ein Heiliger geworden.
And saints don't get angry.
Und Heilige werden nicht wütend.
But this is, for me, this has always felt a bit sad, you know, because it's not very realistic. And if you're a seeker, you shouldn't be avoiding teachers that get angry.
Also ich finde es immer sehr traurig, weil es nicht realistisch ist. Und wenn man ein Suchender ist, dann sollte man nicht Lehrer vermeiden, die wütend werden.
Maybe you should be avoiding the ones who sit on a couch feeding squirrels.
Vielleicht sollte man die vermeiden, die einfach nur auf dem Sofa sitzen und Eichhörnchen füttern.
Well, for me the invitation is, if we realize this, that spiritual teachers are not perfect, it could encourage seekers to be more attentive and to discriminate what is the teaching be still. Don't get involved with the outside world wherever possible, etc., etc. To discriminate, that's the teaching. And then on the other hand, to see, ah, this is the person acting out old patterns.
Also wenn die Suchenden nicht so einen perfekten Lehrer suchen würden, dann können sie einfach in der Stille bleiben und unterscheiden. Also das sind die Lehren. Und ja, das ist der Lehrer, der einfach auch seine Muster hat und lebt.
I mean, my first teacher was Osho Rajneesh.
Mein erster Lehrer war Osho.
He was super clever at producing himself as somebody who was perfect.
Der war unglaublich clever, sich selbst so zu zeigen, wie einer, der perfekt ist.
And when I first came to him, it was exactly what I needed.
Und als ich zuerst zu ihm hinkam, war das auch genau das, was ich brauchte.
And I could surrender to this man because for me he was really so special, so perfect, so lovely. Yeah, I could just fall in love with him.
Und ich konnte mich ihm hingeben, weil er einfach so wunderbar war und so perfekt und so liebenswert.
And you know, down the end of the road from the Osho's ashram, at the end of that road, there used to sit a beggar.
Und am Ende der Straße von Osho's Ashram, da saß immer ein Bettler.
He wasn't an ordinary beggar, he was every day.
Er war kein gewöhnlicher Bettler, fast jeden Tag. And
he looked about as blissful as Osho did.
Der sah genauso glückselig aus wie Osho.
And he had wonderful costume, you know, he had big bandages on his arms, on his legs.
Und er hatte interessante Kostüme an, er hatte so große Verbände oder Tücher an Arm und Bein.
And over some longer time, I noticed that I was also in love with that man, that beggar.
Und nach einiger Zeit habe ich festgestellt, dass ich auch in Liebe mit diesem Bettler bin.
And the joke I had for myself was that after Osho gave his lecture in the morning, he went and sat on the road as a beggar.
Und den Witz, den ich so für mich selber hatte, ist, dass wenn Osho mit seiner Lecture am Morgen fertig war, dass er dann zum Ende dieser Straße ging und da als Bettler saß.
Because officially Osho was just sitting in his room all day long, every day.
Weil offiziell saß der Osho in seinem Zimmer den ganzen Tag. Das war die offizielle Version, jeden Tag.
Bit boring, I would say.
Ich würde sagen, das ist doch ein bisschen langweilig.
So it fitted my kind of joke that he spent his day sitting in the street as a beggar, watching his people walk past.
Also, ich fand das irgendwie witzig, mir vorzustellen, dass er als Bettler in der Straße saß und so den Leuten zuschaute, seinen Leuten aus dem Ashram, wie sie an ihm vorbeigingen.
I had the idea he kept his Rolls Royce round the corner.
Ich hatte die Vorstellung, dass er seinen Rolls-Royce in die Ecke geparkt hat.
Ah, anyway, ja.
Hat noch jemand anders eine Frage?
Nochmal die Else has a question?
Yeah, somebody else has a question. I'm happy to try to answer you.
Ich hatte eine kurze Frage. Und zwar, ob Ramana helfen kann, jetzt noch, also jetzt, Frieden auf die Welt zu bringen.
I have a question. Can Ramana now still help to bring peace into the world?
Yeah, I think he does, yeah.
Ja, ich glaube, das macht er.
Und ist das nur einzelnen Menschen möglich oder vielleicht sogar der ganzen Welt?
Ist das nur einzelnen Menschen möglich, das zu tun, oder was meinst du?
Ja, den Frieden zu finden, ob das nur einzelnen Menschen möglich ist.
Ah, Okay. Mm-hmm. And to find peace, is this only possible for single people, or is it possible for the whole world?
Well, the whole world is made up of people, yeah?
Also die ganze Welt besteht ja aus Menschen.
I mean, the whole world is a number of people, and I mean, if these people are touched enough to go inside, contact their inner world and become quiet, then of course that will ripple out into the wider society.
Also die Welt besteht ja aus Menschen, und wenn die Menschen berührt sind und bereit sind, nach innen zu gehen und still zu werden, das hat ja dann Wirkung auf die Menschheit allgemein.
But somehow not so many people are interested.
Aber es gibt nicht so viele Leute, die interessiert sind.
Dann bräuchte es viele Menschen, die still sind, dass Krieg und so verhindert werden kann.
Then many people are needed who are quiet in order to avoid war. To avoid war.
Well, yeah, really a lot, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, viele, viele.
Especially in the Middle East, it seems.
Vor allem im Mittleren Osten.
Ja, danke.
I mean, Osho, I remember Osho saying that if you had 200 enlightened people in the society, this would bring peace to everybody.
Ich erinnere mich, dass Osho sagte, wenn man 200 Erwachte in der Gesellschaft hat, dass das allen Frieden bringen würde.
Ja, so viel ist das ja eigentlich nicht, 200.
It's not so much, 200.
Yeah, but I think now the population has gone up, so now we need a few more.
Well, die Bevölkerung ist ja jetzt größer geworden. Von daher brauchen wir ein paar mehr.
I think when Osho was saying that, there was only about 4 or 5 million. Now we have 8 or 9 million, so we probably need more like 500.
Also als Osho das gesagt hat, ich habe Zahlen nicht mitgekriegt, aber jetzt brauchen wir ungefähr 500.
Okay. Ja, danke. Also jeder muss bei sich selbst anfangen.
So everybody has to start with him or herself.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Ja, ich glaube, das ist so.
This is not so easy, you know. I can't really judge. All I can say is that the community where I'm living has existed now for 20 years, and people are coming and people are going. So somehow this community functions as a kind of spiritual oasis. We meditate together, you know, 3 times every day. Everybody's welcome to visit us and take part. And there seems to be some reason why this community should continue.
Also, ja, das ist schwierig zu sagen. Die Gemeinschaft, in der ich lebe, die gibt's ja jetzt seit 20 Jahren. Und wir sind sowas wie eine spirituelle Oase. Wir meditieren 3-mal am Tag zusammen. Jeder ist herzlich willkommen, hier hinzukommen. Und ja, es gibt ja einen Grund, warum diese Gemeinschaft immer noch zu existieren scheint, immer noch existiert.
And also, you were asking particularly about Ramana, whether he's still, if you like, creating peace in the world.
Und deine Frage war ja, ob Ramana immer noch Frieden in die Welt bringt.
So for the last 22 years, every year for 3 weeks, I take a group of people to that mountain, Arunachala, and we have a retreat there. And this has been going on every year for 22 years.
Also seit 22 Jahren bringe ich jedes Jahr eine Gruppe Leute an den Arunachala zu einem Retreat.
And this is always a very intensely silent retreat.
Und das ist immer ein sehr intensives, stilles Retreat.
And if anybody is watching tonight who is interested in that, we're starting on the 17th of December and continuing until the 7th of January. So it covers Christmas and New Year holidays.
Also wenn jemand daran interessiert ist, der zuschaut, es beginnt am 17. Dezember bis zum 7. Januar, also über Weihnachten und Silvester.
Welcome.
Herzlich willkommen.
Because this, I said the mountain because, of course, we're also very close to the ashram of Ramana Maharshi. But there's no doubt that there's a special energy from this mountain, Arunachala Mountain.
Also ich sage jetzt Arunachala, aber wir sind auch sehr nah am Ramana Ashram. Aber es gibt keinen Zweifel, dass von diesem Berg eine bestimmte Energie ausgeht.
And also there's some wonderful people living in that small town.
Und in der Stadt leben auch wunderbare Menschen.
And because we've been going there for many years, we have contact with, for example, two wonderful women, and we also spend time with them.
Und weil wir da jedes Jahr hingehen, haben wir da Kontakte auch zu zwei wunderbaren Frauen, mit denen wir auch Zeit verbringen.
And spending just, we usually spend one day with each of these ladies, and everybody can feel the effects that I was reading, you know, in the beginning I was reading about Guru's grace. To spend a day with one of these very powerful women, everybody gets touched.
Ja, wir verbringen mit jeder dieser Frauen einen Tag und ich habe ja am Anfang gelesen über die Gnade des Gurus und ich glaube, jeder kann die Kraft, dieses Kraftvolle an diesen Frauen spüren.
And I think this has been supporting our community now for many years, or every year for the last 20 years.
Ich glaube auch, dass es unsere Gemeinschaft unterstützt, seit 22 Jahren schon.
Any other questions?
Gibt's noch weitere Fragen?
I'd like to say something.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. One thing that really, really is always touching me from Ahamsvarana, is that any kind of meeting, any kind of question that comes to Ramana, he quickly like leads you to turn around to look not to the outside, but to look inside, to look who is, where is this world? Is this what you think? Is this true? Yeah. Is the, and then in a way he leads you to that the mind stops. Yeah. So you stop analyzing, stop questioning, stop and just look, where does it come from?
And, also wenn ich, kann ich kannst du, also was ich wahnsinnig finde an diesem Buch ist, dass wenn man Ramana eine Frage, wenn ihm eine Frage gestellt wird, dass er das direkt umdreht und dass man einem das direkt dahin bringt, nach innen zu schauen, nicht nach außen, sondern wo von innen her diese Frage auftaucht.
And this is actually also something which is strong in, for me, it's very strong in India, because we here in the West, we try to grab everything with our mind and understand everything. Do we need a practice? Do we need a concept or something like this?
Und das ist was ich auch sehr mit Indien verbinde, weil hier im Westen, da sind wir immer sehr, unser Verstand, der greift immer alles direkt im Außen. Wir wollen immer eine Erklärung für alles haben oder ein Konzept haben oder eine Praxis haben.
And in India, which is more, I think, the Indian culture and also supported where we go, for example, it is a completely different level. Yeah, it is just be there, be with the mountain, be with the air, be with the people there, be with the masters there. And don't analyze, yeah, just be in this energy.
Und in Indien, ich glaube, das wird ja auch kulturell mehr unterstützt oder dieser Ort, wo wir da hingehen, unterstützt das. Da geht das einfach nur darum, da zu sein. Einfach da zu sein mit dem Berg, mit den Leuten, mit dem Wind, in der Energie der Meister, einfach nur da zu sein.
And this is what always like touches me reading this Ahams Farana. And because my mind and like the Western mind always wants to understand, yeah.
And then das berührt mich immer stop. Sehr. Yeah. Das berührt mich immer sehr, wenn ich das Ahams Purana lese, weil mein Verstand, wie der westliche Verstand allgemein, möchte immer alles verstehen. Ramana sagt dann einfach Stopp.
The kind of disease, yeah.
Das ist wie eine Plage.
It's automatic, yeah. And this is very touching if you just get reminded. Yeah, just look in, you are looking in the wrong direction. In the direction you are looking, you think it's real, but it's not.
Ja, das ist toll, dass man erinnert wird. Also, dass man einfach in die falsche Richtung schaut. Du glaubst, es ist real, aber es ist nicht real.
Ja. So come to Arunachala and have an experience in another culture.
Komm zum Arunachala und hab dort eine Erfahrung in einer anderen Kultur.
And of course, this going inside and becoming quiet, that can happen anywhere on the planet, you know. It can happen everywhere and anywhere on the planet.
Also dieses nach innen gehen und still werden, das kann natürlich überall auf der Erde geschehen, zu jeder Zeit.
And I think that's where it becomes very important to bump into a teacher, because if you bump into a teacher and you can recognize his quietness, then this is a tremendous support, especially in Europe or in North America or anywhere, actually, everywhere.
Und ich glaube, deshalb ist es gut, quasi mit einem Lehrer zusammenzukommen, weil wenn du mit einem Lehrer zusammenkommst und in ihm die Stille erkennst, kann dich das sehr unterstützen, wo immer du auch bist.
And we can all thank Devasetu because he's constantly doing what he can to remind us. Yeah, he has a website with many teachers. He is creating these kind of meetings. And I don't know, have you got some books also, maybe?
No, not
yet.
Und wir können alle Devasetu danken, weil sehr viel Arbeit da reinsetzt, uns darin zu unterstützen. Hat eine Webseite mit ganz vielen Lehrern und macht ganz viele unterschiedliche Online-Events. Hast du selber auch Bücher?
Nein, bis jetzt nicht. Also mein Metier sind die Videos.
Not yet. I do videos. This is my thing.
Okay. And I would also like to share that if you are traveling in the north of Germany, you're very welcome to come and stay with us.
Ja, und ich möchte auch dich einladen, wenn du irgendwie in Deutschland mal rumreist, dass du herzlich willkommen bist bei uns. Und
You'll have to sing for your supper, though.
Du musst für deine Suppe singen.
Ja, okay. Komme ich nicht sehr weit mit Singen.
I don't get very far with singing.
Well, you can talk, it's okay.
Du kannst auch sprechen, ist auch okay.
Ihr habt ja auch in Spanien einen Ashram, nicht?
You also have an ashram in Spain.
Yeah, you can come there. There's lots of sun there.
Yeah, du kannst auch nach Spanien kommen. Da gibt's jede Menge Sonne.
No. I mean, this is actually a kind of new project.
Das ist ein neues Projekt.
Two years ago, we bought a house.
Vor zwei Jahren haben wir ein Haus gekauft.
And we'd been renting it for 5 or 6 years.
Das hatten wir vorher schon 5, 6 Jahre gemietet.
And actually, it was a kind of miracle what happened.
Und es war so ein Wunder, was geschehen.
Because we didn't have the money to buy the house.
Weil wir hatten überhaupt nicht das Geld, um dieses Haus zu kaufen.
But the people that owned the house had got to like us and like how we took care of their house.
Aber die, den Leuten, denen das Haus gehörte, die mochten uns und die fanden das auch toll, wie wir uns um das Haus gekümmert haben.
So they lent us the money to buy their house over 20 years.
Und so haben sie uns über 20 Jahren das Geld geliehen, so dass wir das Haus quasi dann unseres werden kann.
So this is pretty touching because they became our bank.
Also das ist sehr berührend, weil die quasi wie unsere Bank fungieren.
But yes, come and visit us there. This is we've been developing it now. It's very beautiful there.
Ja, komm dahin. Also wir haben das in den letzten Jahren weiterentwickelt dort. Es ist unglaublich schön dort.
Ja, danke. Da bin ich auch neugierig. Ihr habt doch auch einen Ashram in der Ukraine gehabt, oder gibt's den noch? Oder was passiert da jetzt?
Yes, I'm very curious. You also had an ashram in Ukraine. What's happening with this? What's happening at the moment there?
Is well, it still existing? It's quite interesting because when the war started last year.
Ja, das ist interessant. Als letztes Jahr der Krieg begann.
Many people were leaving Ukraine.
Haben viele Leute die Ukraine verlassen.
And so quite a lot of these people stayed in we have a small hotel there.
Und einige Leute haben dort eben, da haben wir ein kleines Hotel, sind da gelandet.
And then maybe around a year ago, I think in October, roughly in October last year.
Und ungefähr im Oktober letzten Jahres.
The seminars, we have a seminar center there and the seminars started again.
Wir haben dort auch ein Seminarcenter und da fing es wieder an, dass die Seminare kamen.
So in fact the place is functioning.
Also der Ort, der funktioniert.
Unfortunately I'm not able to go there.
Aber ich bin im Augenblick nicht in der Lage, dorthin zu gehen.
But maybe next in the summer next year maybe I will maybe I'll go there. It's not so dangerous, I think.
Also vielleicht im Sommer nächsten Jahres kann ich dorthin gehen. Ich glaube, es ist dann vielleicht nicht mehr so gefährlich.
Some of my students are fighting in the war.
Einige meiner Schüler, die kämpfen im Krieg.
Ja. John David, meinst du, gibt's eine Möglichkeit, die Menschen, also zum Beispiel jetzt uns hier, mich und die anderen, die hier sind und vielleicht auch die, die später das Video sehen werden, denen die Ramana-Energie, die irgendwie da ist und die eigentlich überhaupt die Energie ist, die näher zu bringen? Gibt's da irgendwie eine Möglichkeit?
So is there the possibility to bring me or all the people who watch this the energy from Ramana closer to them? Is there a possibility to do this?
Well, I think, this question I was asked some time ago, and the answer was to be quiet. Yeah, this was also the message from Papaji, be quiet. You know? And when you start being quiet, then in a sense you are inviting Ramana to come, but maybe you don't need to give it the name of Ramana or the name of Papaji. This quiet can be you can give your name to this quiet.
Also dieses sei still, das war ja die Frage, die mir gestellt wurde. Und einfach nur still zu werden, das ist auch das, was Papaji gelehrt hat. Und wenn man still genug wird, dann kommt Ramana zu einem, aber man muss dem nicht den Namen Ramana geben unbedingt.
I mean, of course I'm.
Kannst du auch deinen Namen geben?
Of course, I've been personally very touched with my connection to Ramana.
Also ich persönlich bin natürlich sehr berührt von der Verbindung, die ich zu Ramana habe.
But this kind of saintly creation of the ashram is maybe not really supporting that connection to Ramana.
Aber dieses Kreieren von einem Heiligen, so wie der Ashram das macht, das unterstützt das nicht wirklich.
I think in a way they're making it more difficult for people to trust their own possibilities.
Ich glaube, dass sie es schwieriger machen für Leute, dass sie einfach ihren eigenen Möglichkeiten vertrauen.
We need maybe people like Osho, we need people like Ramana, but inherent in that kind of needing of some special person, there is a bit some danger.
Also wir brauchen Leute wie Osho, wir brauchen Leute wie Ramana, aber es gibt ja auch eine Gefahr drin, in diesen jemanden zu brauchen.
John David, still sein heißt keine Gedanken haben oder einfach Stille fühlen, auch in der auch Gedanken drin vorkommen können.
Does stillness mean not having any thoughts? Or is it about to feel a stillness where also thoughts can be?
Yeah, I mean, there can be some thoughts.
Ja, natürlich können da Gedanken sein.
I mean, if you want to go to India and you want to buy a plane ticket, you definitely need your mind to get this, to arrange the ticket.
Also wenn du nach Indien fliegen willst, dann brauchst du natürlich deinen Verstand, um dafür ein Ticket zu besorgen.
And maybe you're going to think, you know, shall I go on airline A or go on airline B?
Und du denkst vielleicht darüber nach, ob ich mit der einen oder der anderen Fluggesellschaft fahre.
So this kind of practical mind or practical thinking, I don't think this is any disturbance to the inherent silence.
Also dieses praktische Denken über praktische Dinge nach, ich glaube, das stört die Stille überhaupt nicht.
I mean, Ramana was organizing the building of the ashram.
Ramana hat ja die Ashram-Gebäude geplant.
So he would have been talking to the construction people.
Er hat sich dann natürlich mit den Leuten, den Bauarbeitern und so weiter unterhalten.
So maybe he was thinking, you know, shall we put the door here or shall we put the door there?
Vielleicht hat er darüber nachgedacht, wo man die Tür hinsetzt.
Somebody is getting upset, you know, Ramana should just be a saint.
Da wird jemand sauer, Ramana sollte einfach nur ein Heiliger sein.
Yeah. So I mean, I see something dangerous in creating somebody into a saint.
Also ich sehe da eine Gefahr drin, wenn man jemanden zu einem Heiligen macht.
I mean, I think I would love Osho a little bit more if in fact he was that beggar on the street.
Ich glaube, wir würden Osho mehr lieben, wenn er dieser Bettler auf der Straße wäre.
John David, diese praktischen Gedanken sind natürlich nötig und die passieren und die stören nicht, aber das meiste, was doch an Gedanken auftaucht, also so erlebe ich es, ist eigentlich, hat keinen praktischen Sinn.
So these practical thoughts, they don't disturb, but most thoughts, which are there, they don't have any practical use.
Well, that's right, yeah. They're the thoughts, the sort of thinking thoughts of the mostly of the past. They, of course, create a big disturbance to our silence.
Yeah, diese Gedanken, diese denkenden Gedanken, die ja hauptsächlich mit der Vergangenheit beschäftigt sind, die stören unsere Stille.
I mean, this is in a way the real spiritual work is to get rid of all that stuff.
Ja, die wirkliche spirituelle Arbeit ist im Grunde das loszuwerden.
And you know, since 20 years, that's the biggest job we're doing inside our community.
Und seit 20 Jahren ist das quasi die Hauptarbeit, die wir hier in unserer Gemeinschaft machen.
And, you know, a lot of fear can appear when you start to demolish your thoughts, your mind.
Und viel Angst kann hochkommen, wenn man anfängt, seinen Verstand zu zerstören.
I, personally, I can say that when we started the community, there was no really idea, there was no real plan why we started the community.
Als wir mit der Gemeinschaft anfingen, da gab es nicht wirklich irgendeinen Plan, warum wir diese Gemeinschaft beginnen sollten.
Actually, we didn't really start the community. The community just started by itself.
Also wir haben die Gemeinschaft nicht irgendwie begonnen, die Gemeinschaft hat einfach von alleine begonnen.
And I've learned over the many years that people are very afraid of a community.
Und ich habe über die Jahre gelernt, dass die meisten Leute sehr viel Angst haben vor einer Gemeinschaft.
But, you know, the reality is that Ramana Maharshi was living in a community.
Aber die Realität ist, dass Ramana Maharshi auch in einer Gemeinschaft lebte.
And he was working in the kitchen every day with the cooks, and he was working with the construction. And he wasn't separate. He wasn't sitting on the couch feeding squirrels all day.
Und er hat in der Küche mit den Leuten gearbeitet und auf der Baustelle. Also er war nicht getrennt von den anderen, der einfach nur auf der Couch sitzt und die Eichhörnchen füttert.
We're also not sitting on. Well, I'm not sitting on a couch feeding squirrels either.
Ich sitze auch nicht auf der Couch und füttere Eichhörnchen.
We have a parrot here.
Wir haben hier einen Kakadu.
But, you know, in our community we work a lot because we support ourselves.
In unserer Gemeinschaft arbeiten ziemlich viel, da wir uns auch eben selbst unterstützen.
And when we have visitors, it's always interesting to see how scared they are of working.
Und wenn wir Besucher haben, dann ist das immer interessant. Die haben unglaublich große Angst vor der Arbeit.
I think, you know, they come to a spiritual community and they have the idea we spend all day sitting in silence.
Die haben, glaube ich, manchmal die Vorstellung, die kommen zu einer spirituellen Gemeinschaft und denken, wir sitzen die ganze Zeit hier in Stille herum.
And in the center of Europe, we wouldn't last very long like that.
Aber in Zentraleuropa könnten wir so nicht sehr lange überleben.
And so we are quite busy, very busy.
Also wir sind ziemlich busy hier.
And I see that this busyness working together is a tremendous support to, first of all, to see and then to remove these deeply held structures of the mind.
Also ich glaube, dieses Beschäftigtsein und auch zusammenzuarbeiten, das unterstützt wirklich, dass man einfach vieles sehen kann und dann die Strukturen des Verstandes sich auflösen.
And I'm sure in Ramana's ashram it was the same. If you worked in the kitchen, you would have got regular teachings from Ramana in the kitchen.
Und ich bin mir sicher, dass es im Ramana Ashram genauso war. Wenn du zum Beispiel damals in der Küche gearbeitet hättest, dann hättest du regelmäßig in der Küche halt die Lehren bekommen.
And there's many wonderful stories in this manuscript.
Es gibt in diesem Manuskript viele wunderbare Geschichten.
And you know, we were a little afraid to publish them in the first book.
Und wir hatten etwas Angst, sie in dem ersten Buch zu veröffentlichen.
But in the next, we're planning now to do one more book on surrender and one more book on self-inquiry.
Also wir planen, dass wir ein weiteres Buch mit dem Titel Hingabe herausgeben und ein weiteres über die Selbsterforschung.
And included in both books will be some of these practical stories from life in the ashram.
Und in beiden Büchern wird es auch praktische Geschichten über den Alltag im Ashram geben.
Und es gibt die Möglichkeit, eure Arbeit durch Spenden zu unterstützen, ja?
There is a possibility to support your work with donations.
Well, of course, of course. If any of you are, you know, very, very rich, we can accept a few million or billions, whatever you can spare.
Klar, natürlich. Also, wenn einer von euch sehr reich ist und Millionen hat und die entbehren kann.
But it's quite interesting, you know, we had our community for 22 years.
Es ist interessant, wir haben ja diese Gemeinschaft, gibt es seit 22 Jahren.
And, I mean, people leave, you know, 20 euros, but we only ever had one donation, it was 10,000 euros.
Ja, die Leute, die lassen mal 20 Euro hier, aber wir hatten erst nur einmal, hatten wir wirklich eine Spende über 10.000 Euro.
So in Europe, people are not so much involved in donations.
In Europa sind die Leute nicht so spendenfreudig.
Yeah. In India, of course, ashrams are completely supported by companies and rich individuals who give big donations to the ashram.
In Indien, da werden die Ashrams natürlich unterstützt von Firmen oder reichen Leuten, die denen große Spenden geben.
I mean, Ramana's ashram was completely built out of donations.
Der Ashram von Ramana zum Beispiel, der wurde komplett von Spenden gebaut.
And he had a great trust that the money would come. You know, what the money that was needed, he had a big trust that it would come.
Und er hatte ein großes Vertrauen, dass das Geld, was man benötigte, kommen würde.
But in our ashram, we don't trust that, so we work very hard.
Aber in unserem Ashram vertrauen wir da nicht und deswegen arbeiten wir sehr hart.
But don't let me put anybody off if there's somebody with lots of spare money. We're very happy to utilize it.
Also, ich möchte jetzt hier keinen abschrecken. Wir sind pro, das jedes Geld zu nutzen.
It's very interesting in a way that you know, every person that wanted to come and live in our community, somehow the money arranged itself.
Also interessant, weil bei jedem, der irgendwie in unserer Gemeinschaft leben wollte, hat sich das mit dem Geld irgendwie, hat es funktioniert.
And from the income we make from our businesses, we've always been able to support all the people who wanted to live here.
Und mit dem Einkommen, was wir hier durch unsere Geschäfte haben, sind wir tatsächlich in der Lage, alle, die hier wohnen wollen, zu unterstützen.
So, I mean, it's always felt as if we were supported, you know, in some kind of support from some bigger intelligence.
Ja, es hat sich immer so angefühlt, als ob wir unterstützt würden von einer größeren Intelligenz.
Ja, es ist ja auch kein Widerspruch, zu arbeiten und Vertrauen zu haben.
It's not a contradiction to work and have trust at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Ja, yeah, genau.
Can I ask you your impression about this book? Have you read the book or?
Sprichst du jetzt mich an? Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking now to Govinda.
Oh, he's no, I have not read it, no.
Okay.
Not read.
Nein, ich habe das nicht gelesen. Noch nicht.
But I'm interested in your work. I've seen some films and yeah.
Ja, aber ich bin an deiner Arbeit interessiert. Ich habe einige Filme gesehen.
Welcome to visit anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Du bist willkommen, uns zu besuchen.
We call ourselves Open Sky House. Open Sky.
Wir nennen uns Open Sky House. Offener Himmel.
We're always available.
Wir sind immer offen.
pleasure to hear.
Okay. So you also look like somebody who knows something about your inner silence.
Du siehst auch aus wie jemand, der etwas über seinen inneren Frieden weiß.
Maybe.
Maybe.
In lot of satsangs and retreats.
Ich besuche viele Satsangs und Retreats.
Okay. I mean, once that starts happening, then in India they would say you're in the jaws of the lion.
Also wenn das erstmal geschieht, yeah. In Indien sagt man ist dann im Maul des Löwen.
It feels like that.
Right.
Ja, so fühlt es sich an.
It's a burning process, maybe.
Ja, das ist so ein Verbrennungsprozess irgendwie.
Ja. Yeah. I mean, I've been sharing for quite a few years, and my sense is that there are some human beings who have a kind of seed inside.
Also, ich gebe schon seit einigen Jahren Satsang, und ich habe das Gefühl, dass es Menschen gibt, die haben so einen Samen.
And somehow their destiny is to fertilize that seed.
Und deren Schicksal ist es, diesen Samen im Grunde zu düngen, zu gießen.
Yeah, that touches me to hear.
Das berührt mich.
Yeah, I mean when I mean now you put your video on, I think your video wasn't on before, but now I can see you, then I can immediately see that you have the seed and you've already been fertilizing it and you already got a benefit.
Also jetzt, wo du dein Video angemacht hast, da kann ich direkt sehen, dass du so einen Samen hast und dass du auch schon angefangen bist, ihn zu gießen und dass du auch schon einen Nutzen davon gezogen hast.
I remember sometimes in Papaji's satsangs, somebody would come and they would write a very nice letter, you know. They would say all kind of lovely, lovely things about them. And then he would read out their letter, and then he'd look at them, and he'd say something like, I can't see that on your face.
Ich erinnere mich, in Papajis Satsang, da haben manchmal Leute so einen wunderschönen Brief geschrieben, wo sie sehr schöne Dinge über sich hineingeschrieben haben. Und Papaji hat es dann vorgelesen, hat die Leute angeguckt und hat zu denen gesagt, ich kann das aber überhaupt nicht auf deinem Gesicht sehen.
You know, when it starts happening, you can't hide it.
Aber wenn es anfängt zu geschehen, kann man es nicht verstecken.
I mean, without knowing anything about the satsangs you're going to and the teachers you're meeting, I mean, maybe, I'm a bit naughty now, but I mean, maybe you're right to surrender to one of those teachers.
Ja, ich weiß ja nicht, zu welchem Satsang du gehst, aber vielleicht bist du ja bereit, sich einem dieser Lehrer hinzugeben.
Maybe you've already done it, I don't know.
Vielleicht bist du ja schon dabei.
But somehow, that's a very important moment.
Aber das ist ein sehr wichtiger Augenblick.
And a kind of mysterious moment, I would say.
Ein mysteriöser Augenblick.
For example, this lady who's on the screen next to you.
Also zum Beispiel diese Dame, die neben dir ist.
Savita, her name is.
Die Savita.
So maybe, I don't remember exactly, I'm not very good with time, but about 2 years ago, she visited our community.
Die hat unsere Gemeinschaft schon ungefähr 2 Jahren besucht.
And she said, she's very interested.
Und sie hat gesagt, ich bin sehr beeindruckt.
But in fact, she was more interested in going to all kind of raves in the forest.
Aber im Grunde war sie vielmehr daran interessiert, zu irgendwelchen Raves in den Wald zu gehen, zu irgendwelchen Partys im Wald.
So we didn't see much of her that summer.
Zu der Zeit haben wir sie nicht oft gesehen.
And anyway, I was traveling in England. I was driving along in the car in England.
Und ich reiste in England.
And I got this kind of flash about this girl.
Und dann plötzlich hatte ich so diesen, ja, Flash von ihr.
And this lady who's translating was driving with me.
Und die Dame, die übersetzt, die fuhr mit mir im Auto.
And I said, you have to call this woman.
Und dann habe ich ihr gesagt, du musst sie jetzt mal anrufen.
So she called and maybe 3 or 4 days later she left the rave and she's been living in our community.
Und dann hat sie sie angerufen und vielleicht irgendwie so 3, 4 Tage später hat sie dieses Festival verlassen und ist in unsere Community gekommen.
And she's pretty young, but she has this seed.
Und sie ist noch sehr jung, aber sie hat diesen Samen.
She's also got quite a lot of resistance, but basically she's got this seed.
Also sie hat auch ziemlich viel Widerstand, aber grundsätzlich hat sie diesen Samen.
I actually had the thought to visit your community when I watched the video of yours.
Okay.
Ich hatte den Gedanken, eure Gemeinschaft zu besuchen, als ich das Video von dir gesehen habe.
Don't hesitate.
Zögere nicht.
We have people that come here and they tell us why it's so great here, why I'll be back soon, and we never see them again.
Es gibt Leute, die kommen hier hin und die sagen, wow, das ist so toll hier. Ich werde bald wiederkommen, dann sehen wir die nie wieder.
If all those people would have come back, we would have a huge community, more than 200 people, I think.
If alle diese Leute wiederkommen würden, hätten wir eine riesen Gemeinschaft von über 200 Leuten bestimmt.
But you know, out in the world, there's so many toys, there's so many excitements, there's so many parties. People get completely lost in all that.
Aber da draußen in der Welt, da gibt es so viele Partys, so viele Aufregung, so viele Spielsachen, da gehen die Leute völlig verloren drin.
I mean, there's this really beautiful classic Indian story that Papaji used to tell us very often.
Es gibt so eine sehr schöne klassische indische Geschichte, die Papaji uns sehr oft erzählt hat.
It was about a king.
Da geht es um einen König.
And he was getting pretty old.
Der König, der wurde, war mittlerweile sehr alt geworden.
He wanted to give his whole kingdom to somebody so he could retire.
Und er wollte gerne sein gesamtes Königreich irgendwem vermachen, damit er quasi sich zur Ruhe setzen kann.
So he organized a big party.
Also hat er eine riesige Party organisiert.
Lots of drinks, lots of food, lots of entertainment.
Viel Essen, viel Trinken, ganz viel Unterhaltung.
And he was sitting in quietly in the back.
Und er saß still im Hintergrund.
Waiting for somebody to approach him.
Und wartete auf irgendjemanden, der zu ihm kam.
And he would be ready to give the whole kingdom to that person.
Und er war bereit, sein ganzes Königreich dieser Person zu geben.
Nobody ever showed up.
Niemand ist zu ihm gekommen.
They all got lost in the party.
Die hatten sich alle in der ganzen Party verloren.
This is a great story, I think.
Das ist eine großartige Geschichte, finde ich.
Because it's very true, you see. It's very true.
Weil es sehr wahr ist.
So not for you, not for you. It seems not for you. So that's great.
Für dich augenscheinlich nicht.
You have to give yourself lots of, I don't know, whatever, you know, encouragements maybe. So that if the fact that you're not getting caught up in the party, but you're going to lots of spiritual meetings, and the effect shows on your face, then this is completely wonderful.
Also es ist ja wunderbar, dass du nicht zu so viel zu den Partys gehst, sondern zu vielen spirituellen Meetings und das spiegelt sich auf deinem Gesicht wieder und das ist wunderbar.
Well, I'm sure you know from your friends, most people get caught up in the party.
Aber du weißt wahrscheinlich von deinen Freunden, dass die meisten Leute sich total in dieser ganzen Party verwickelt haben.
I also had the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you look pretty young, so it's okay, you know? Everybody has to get caught up in the party, but not for the whole life.
Ja, du bist ja noch ziemlich jung, das ist okay. Also jeder muss sich so in die Party verwickeln, aber nicht sein ganzes Leben lang.
Where do you live in? Are you living in Germany?
Yes, close to Munich.
Okay.
Ich lebe in der Nähe von München.
Okay. Well, anyway, we welcome you anytime.
Ja, wir heißen dich jederzeit herzlich willkommen.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much.
Good. And I mean, if anybody else is a bit interested, on YouTube, we have 6 films that were made in our community about different aspects of the spiritual work. So you can watch these films on YouTube.
Ja, wenn noch jemand Interesse hat, wir haben 6 Filme auf YouTube über unterschiedliche Aspekte der spirituellen Arbeit. Die könnt ihr euch da anschauen.
And there's our most recent film is called Pointless Joy of Freedom.
Der jüngste Film, der heißt Grundlos glücklich.
Yeah. So you could watch that one film would be enough.
Den könnt ihr euch anschauen. Ein Film reicht.
It's a kind of joke. This name is a kind of joke, you know, Pointless Joy of Freedom.
Also der Name, der ist wie so ein Witz. Also Pointless Joy, das heißt sinnlose Freude an der Freiheit.
You know, sometimes spiritual seekers get caught up in a kind of idea that, you know, they're gonna get something very special.
Spirituell suchen, die verwickeln sich ja manchmal vollkommen in dieser Vorstellung, dass sie irgendetwas Besonderes bekommen, was sich dann Erleuchtung nennt.
In fact, my first teacher, Osho, he completely sold me the idea that one day I would get this thing called enlightenment.
Mein spiritueller Lehrer Osho, der hat mich total mit dieser Idee gefangen, dass ich irgendwann etwas bekommen werde, was er sich Erleuchtung nennt.
And of course he made it sound very, very special.
Und er hat es mal so erzählt, dass sich das ganz besonders anhörte.
It was like I would get the gold medal.
Das war, als ob ich die Goldmedaille bekommen würde.
And then later I discovered that this was all bullshit, really.
Später habe ich erst entdeckt, dass das alles vollkommener Quatsch war.
Because when you come to get the gold medal, you discover the gold medal is very ordinary.
Weil wenn du die Goldmedaille bekommst, dann wirst du entdecken, dass die Goldmedaille was ganz Gewöhnliches ist.
You don't become special, you become ordinary.
Du wirst nichts Besonderes, du wirst total gewöhnlich.
And of course Ramana Maharshi was actually very, very ordinary.
Ramana Maharshi war ganz gewöhnlich.
He had rather simple clothes.
Ja, hatte einfache Kleidung.
Actually, almost no clothes.
Also fast keine Kleidung.
He more or less lived on his couch. He sat on his couch to talk, and he sat on his couch at night.
Er lebte mehr oder weniger auf seinem Sofa. Er sprach von dort und er schlief auch dort.
He ate very simple food.
Er aß sehr einfaches Essen.
Nothing special at all.
Nichts Besonderes.
And I think, you know, that simpleness and that ordinariness about Ramana Maharshi would be a much better image for the ashram to support.
Und ich glaube, diese Einfachheit von Ramana Maharshi, dieses ganz Gewöhnliche an ihm, das wäre eigentlich was der Ashram viel besser unterstützen könnte.
But of course they're operating in a particular culture where where it's very important to become a saint.
Aber die fungieren ja in einer gewissen Kultur, wo es sehr wichtig ist, ein Heiliger zu werden.
So I think this is the real reason why they don't want to publish this material, because this material has many stories which show Ramana not to be some kind of special saint. He was a regular guy.
Ich glaube, das ist der wahre Grund, warum sie dieses Material nicht veröffentlicht wollen, weil das Ramana als völlig normalen Menschen zeigt und nicht als irgendeinen Heiligen.
For example, the people who kind of worshipped him, they were always trying to give him special things.
Die Leute, die ihn verehrten, die haben immer versucht, ihm besondere Dinge zu geben.
Somebody maybe comes to visit and wants to give him some special orange juice, very healthy orange juice.
Da kam jemand zu Besuch und er wollte ihm zum Beispiel so einen ganz besonderen, besonders gesunden Orangensaft geben.
And he would always say something like, okay, but you have to give it for everybody.
Und er hat dann sowas gesagt wie, okay, aber das musst du dann allen geben.
So he never made himself special.
Er hat sich nie als etwas Besonderes gesehen.
And that's why this book, well, it's a book and a film, The Pointless Joy of Freedom, because, you know, freedom is another kind of idea of the gold medal. You know, you keep going, and you finally get the gold medal of freedom.
Also, Freiheit, das ist ja auch so eine weitere Goldmedaille. Wenn man weitermacht, 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 dann bekommt man die Freiheit.
And then you discover that it's pointless.
Und dann erkennt man, dass das total sinnlos ist.
And that's why this practice from Ramana of total surrender, unconditional surrender.
Und deshalb diese Praxis von Ramana, bedingungslose Hingabe.
Then you get the gold medal in 1 second.
Da kann man die Goldmedaille in einer Sekunde bekommen.
So his fundamental teaching is to say to everybody, you just have to completely accept who you are in every moment.
Deine fundamentale Lehre ist, dass du einfach in jedem Augenblick akzeptieren musst, wer du bist.
Be present.
Präsent sein.
Be now.
Im Jetzt sein.
See, and when you're really present and you're really now, just naturally the thoughts disappear.
Wenn du wirklich präsent bist, wirklich im Jetzt bist, dann verschwinden die Gedanken auf ganz natürliche Art und Weise.
Well, we had rather a good time tonight.
Eine gute Zeit miteinander.
I mean, as I was saying earlier, you know, it's very nice to get the support that some of you have given to myself and to the people who are working on this project.
Es ist sehr schön, die Unterstützung zu bekommen, für mich und auch für die Leute, die an diesem Projekt gearbeitet haben.
Because, you know, doing these books is not a small job.
Weil diese Bücher zu machen, das ist eine riesige Arbeit.
And in a way, this is one of the products of our community.
Und das ist einer der Produkte unserer Gemeinschaft.
I mean, it's not possible to know the future, but maybe in the future, this book project will be the reason for the community.
Also man kann die Zukunft nicht wissen, aber dieses Buchprojekt kann vielleicht der Grund der Gemeinschaft sein.
Ja, John David, ich danke dir und allen, die jetzt mitgearbeitet haben hier und mit dabei waren, sehr. Und es war ein schöner, berührender Live-Chat. Vielen Dank.
Thank you very much, John David, and everybody who was also here. It was a very touching Live-Chat.
Yeah, and thank you, David Setu, for organizing such chats.
Ja, danke dir, Vasetu, dass du diese Chats organisierst.
I love causing trouble, so you can invite me anytime.
Ich liebe es, Ärger zu machen, also du kannst mich jederzeit wieder einladen.
Okay. Gerne.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the snow.
Genieße den
yes.
Schnee.
Okay.